Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
These light.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What do you feel separates you from all the other GOP candidates?
I,
I would think a more serious approach to dealing with our economic crisis and the attack on our personal liberties, because they don't talk about civil liberties, you know, about the invasion of privacy and the Patriot Act and searching our houses without a search warrant, nor the wars. But I'm more serious about the spending. When they talk about cutting spending, and I mentioned in my speech that even the Republican proposal now, which most of them are endorsing, is they're talking about balance of budget in 30 years. If we continue to do what we're doing, there's not going to be anything left in 30 years. So I'm more serious about this, the problems with debt. I think we're in a debt crisis, and that you cannot solve your debt crisis by having more debt. And that's what we're doing today, and it's not going to work.
That is the Ron Paul reality here as we kick off another week of broadcast brilliance. What is it here? Of course, the power to heal is yours. That's the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody, back from the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. It was a great, great event. I want to say thank you to Sharon Ward and everybody that put that together, the tri-state area, or the tri-city area, I guess you'd say. You got Raleigh, you got Chapel Hill, you got, what else you got up there? Listen, there's plenty of pollen up there, I'll tell you that. And I loved it. The smells of springtime in the South, unlike anywhere else. Really great. Of course, everything turns yellow. The pollen coats everything. And in my upbringing, my 30 years of growing up in the Atlanta area, my childhood, I couldn't go outside hardly at that time of the year. And yet now, as it was 2 years after I began my healing journey, I found that I was no longer allergic to the things that I was allergic to. In fact, the allergies were gone because I was empowered to heal by someone who did not accept the party line of the federal government to say that there's only one way to go in healing, and it may or may not be healing, but it's only drugs, drugs and more drugs, or shots, shots and more shots. And that is the message of Ron Paul, as you heard here opening up the show today. That was from Louisiana. They just had the primary there. And, it's fascinating to see the media try to deflate the movement toward liberty, the movement toward Ron Paul. If everybody we knew who said, I like Ron Paul, but he's got no chance to win, would vote for him, he'd win in a landslide. But we also recognize here, we're pragmatic about this, we realize there's a lot of corruption in the GOP, that there is a lot of, let's say, modifying the rules or ignoring their own rules in order to prevent Ron Paul from getting the nomination. But what they haven't counted on is the fact that Ron Paul is gaining the delegates where it matters. And what they haven't counted on, in fact, at this point, is that Romney, even if he wins out from this moment forward, will not have enough delegates to get the majority he needs to be the de facto nominee for the Republican Party. So it looks like we're headed to a brokered convention, or my prediction is if they do cheat Ron Paul out of a fair opportunity to win the delegates as the rules prescribe, then he might have an opportunity. In fact, he would have an opportunity, whether he takes up on it or not, I don't know, to leave the Republican Party and run in a third party, which a lot of people want to see him do. But when the Republican Party cheats him out of the nomination, I mean that, cheats him, lies, steals, cheats him, at that point he can walk away with no harm. Because he can say, I tried to run a fair campaign, play by your rules, you changed the rules, now I'm out of here. And who's going to blame him at that point? That could be really exciting. So the Raleigh was great. The Raleigh rally was great. And meeting people from all backgrounds, walks of life, socioeconomic status, racial status, it didn't matter. They came together for the message of liberty, the message of freedom. And we did have somebody videotape the event. So if we have the opportunity to give you some of the highlights there, including what I was doing as the keynote speaker, we'll try to get that out to you. So stand by for that. Of course, all of the notes every day, upwards, onwards, at robertscottbell.com, of course. And this is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. Now, one of the things in the Bill of Rights is that there's a First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. On the progressive left side, they'll sometimes try to criticize Ron Paul and say, well, he's for a theocracy. It's like such a misunderstanding of the First Amendment. It just simply means the government can't sanction a religion nor prohibit it. And yet they still think Ron Paul, because he's a Christian man, devout, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve, and he doesn't want to promote it like Santorum into your bedroom, that somehow he's for a religious theocracy, which is ridiculous. And so the other thing that's a controversy recently coming up is about the so-called mandate, third-party health insurance mandate. You got to listen to my show from yesterday with BJ Lawson on GCN Genesis Communications, because we just laid bare the fallacy of insurance, and in fact that how the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. We'll explain that a little bit later. Also, Dr. Batar's coming up, of course, Advanced Medicine Monday a little later. And this hour, oh, how could I forget? We're going to connect with Australia down under, middle of the night there probably. And we're going to be talking to Gemma Bond. Remember, mumsnothavingchemo.com? She's actually Laura Bond's mom, and we got her. She wanted to come on and talk about her journey through cancer and to healing without the chemotherapy and radiation. This is going to be very cool. That's upcoming. But I wanted to get into this kind of third-party mandate. So after the Louisiana primary, there was the press conference. They were asking Congressman Paul about the so-called insurance mandate, the controversy over birth control and mandates. What do you think, Dr. Paul?
Well, I don't like any mandates, so I certainly wouldn't like that one. You know, when this whole idea of somebody wants to mandate that insurance companies pay for birth control pills, well, what they want is free birth control pills, thinking they're not going to pay for it, and their insurance company, but somebody has to pay for it, so the insurance premiums have to go up. So the issue is who's paying for it. And then they turn this around and demagogue it and say this is an attack on women and their right to buy birth control. Well, it has nothing to do with it. To me, it would be similar to saying, well, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to pay for our gasoline? We have auto insurance. Let's mandate that the insurance companies pay for our gasoline. And then you say, well, I don't think that's going to work. With this idea of birth control pills or whatever, mandating, somebody has to pay. Mandates are bad. That's the opposite of freedom.
That's exactly right. The opposite of freedom. And of course, you could argue that the government or let's say your insurance program should cover gas for your car. Why? Because your car won't run without it, right? And of course, birth control, which is an elective, selective kind of medicine, so to speak, to alter your hormones, that's so far from the concept of insurance. That's not insurance. What they want is some form of socialized medicine. But as Dr. Paul is correct to point out, somebody has to pay. But socialists, collectivists, they don't have a problem with that. Theft is not a problem for those who are collectivists because the greater good is more important than the individual liberty, the freedom of the individual. So you can go to your neighbor, point a gun at him or a government gun and say, give me your money because I want my birth control pills. Or in the case that Dr. Paul says, with my car insurance, I want it to cover gasoline too. So you can go to the car insurance company and say, hey, give me all your money because you're not covering my gas bill. Anyway, this is the kind of thing that's just, so much of it is demagogued. And I like to get to the heart of this because if you really believe in caring for the poor, the sick and the downtrodden, those that are dependent on Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, you can't do it under the current system. It's not going to last unless you cut back. And even then, it'll only last so long. And only Dr. Paul has a plan to salvage those who are dependent upon government by rolling back the militarism, bringing the troops home, shutting down the bases overseas, and defending our borders as is constitutionally appropriate and lawful. But that's not what we hear anymore in the de facto United States of America. Hey, vote for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just reminded me, saying thank you, Super Don. The Alive Foundation, you know, we've got the big event June 29th and 30th. They've just come out with their official list of nominees. They said so. I didn't believe them until it really happened. No, I did. They said that Robert Scott Bell Show was nominated for your favorite live radio show. And I asked for your vote. I don't ask for much, do I? Yeah, we're up against Coast to Coast. We're up against Hay House Radio, Kevin Trudeau Show. Kevin's a good guy. And the Brad King Show. So if you feel like the Robert Scott Bell Show is your favorite health radio show in the nation, please go to that link at robertscottbell.com. I've got it linked up through to AliveNewYork.com. You can check it out there. Tell your friends. Wouldn't it be cool that they acknowledge the true voice of health freedom here and your voice as well, that we are being heard? This is quite an exciting time to be in the broadcast media, the new media, the transformation that is occurring. Listen, I'm going to take a break. We're going to bring up Gemma Bond from Australia, near Perth, I understand, middle of the night there. So stand by. Lots more healing to go. Mum's not having chemo after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
A few weeks back, we were connected to Laura Bond, thanks to my dear friend Amy McCrory and Steve. And they connected us, and she's written about many things. She's a writer out there in England, also originally from Australia. And we talked to her about her mum, because her blog, in fact, is called Mum's Not Having Chemo. And in fact, we did talk a lot about her, but how can you talk about someone and not talk to someone? So Laura Bond has connected us with Mum, Gemma Bond. Gemma, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, all the way in Perth, Australia.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you on board. I mean, people are reading this story all over the world. It's having a powerful and positive impact. It's just amazing how small the planet has become.
Yes, that's right, that we can listen to your show here in little old Perth.
It's amazing. Little old Perth, we can get the signal out there. It's so much. When I started in media, Jim, I mean, it's just on one radio station, you know, in Atlanta, of all places. Sure, it was 50,000 watts, but it really didn't go that far. So to think that we've got listeners out there in Western Australia is stunning. I guess that coincides with the desire and hunger for the kind of information that you have digested since being so-called diagnosed with cancer and rejecting the chemotherapy, for instance.
Oh, absolutely. The internet has been a savior in many ways. It's just been incredible that, especially having my daughter Laura, who is the journalist and was is so good at looking up everything and researching, it just made such a difference. And I would have to say that a lot of the people we've spoken to and a lot of the supplements that I've ordered have all come from America. So America has been a bit of a savior for me and my cancer journey, definitely.
I am so glad to hear that. I mean, we've got our own problems here, and I don't gloss over them, as you know. You've heard the show, and I talk about political healing, and we've got some problems because many Americans have abandoned the concept of liberty, and there are attacks by our own FDA against natural products. But thus far, you're right. In many ways, we have been the innovator of a lot of these products, and I hope that we can maintain that status, not to be superior, but just so that we can supply all those in need around the planet.
Very much so, and I think it would be a travesty, a great shame, if we were denied being able to get access to the supplements, which I heard something very interesting on a talk not so long ago that it was saying that cancer treatments vary in different countries. In places like Germany, where there's a real restriction on supplements, they tend to treat cancers more with machines, like hypothermia machines. And in America, they seem to really restrict the machines, but supplements are available. So they seem to be a main tool for people in healing their cancer. So it's quite interesting, depending on where you live, what you'll focus on.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And though we are not free to know for those, you know, people that make them and sell them, they're not actually free to tell you much about them. There are epic battles in the legal system here, all the way borderline to the Supreme Court, about freedom of speech for dietary supplements. And it's, you know, it's a fascinating, let's say, battle to say, I don't like to use those terms, but people understand that. With the freedom to heal, the freedom to know about these substances that can heal you, and yet the drug industry, as I call them, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they have their tentacles and grasp all over the world, including Australia. You mentioned Germany going more for machines and the U.S. going more for supplements. How would you describe your journey there in Australia as far as the restrictions on caring for those with cancer?
Pretty hopeless, actually. For a start, I belong to the most, the highest private medical fund, and yet throughout my cancer journey, I've had to pay for nearly everything myself. I've got nothing back on my medical benefits because anything alternative I've tried, like intravenous vitamin C, even though I have it done at a doctor's surgery, you know, your normal doctor, I can't get anything back. So, you know, that will cost me $400 Australian every time I have it done, and yet I can't get any benefit. But if I was to have chemotherapy, that's not a problem. I have a friend here whose sister recently died of cancer, and the whole course of her cancer journey cost the government $500,000. Now, they didn't really pay for any of that. It was all supported by their medical fund. And yet for someone like me, who's doing really, really well with the cancer, is not supported at all. Hmm.
You know, I said on a recent show, Gemma, that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. And I said it because of the same reason you've just described. Even having it, it only covers that which most people who are awakened and conscious, things that you would never want to utilize. And this is the case with a man who I met in a dental office recently who had been diagnosed with cancer, largely due to mercury exposure in a specific area. But he ran out of his health insurance the day before he got the diagnosis. And I said to him, God must be smiling on you, because if you had good insurance, you would be dead right now of all the things that they would do, because it was covered by so-called government or private or semi-government, semi-private insurance mandates.
Yes, I read something recently that in the countries where they can't afford chemotherapy, the governments can't afford the chemotherapy, that they have better results with cancer.
It's fascinating because many have said that they want to be included of the natural realm, the natural healers. They want to be included in the insurance system so that they can get coverage and clients as well. But I've warned them against that because of this reason, that once they are given benefit, being part of that system, they will become controlled, as even medicine, whatever was good in medicine, has been largely controlled and limited to what is unfortunately all bad in medicine, in cancer treatments that are approved by government. So in this case, not only is it more expensive, it's less effective than that which we can do for fractions of a penny on the dollar.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I'm a great believer in what Dr. Leonard Caldwell says, that most cancers, I think he puts it at 86% of cancers, are caused by our reaction to stress. Well, if we were told more to look into that side of the cancer, then maybe people could cure their cancers without having to do so much of the allopathic things like the chemotherapy or the drugs and maybe actually cure their cancer.
Well, exactly. And although we would acknowledge physiological stressors like toxic poison, synthetics, and other pollutants, when you say stress, I want everybody to understand that I include physiological stressors as stress, but sometimes people only think of emotional stress, which is a very real part of the causative, let's say, conglomeration of stresses that can lead to cancer.
Yes, and it's not the everyday type of stress. For example, you know, you've got deadlines to meet or things like that. From all the research I've done, and I can really apply it to myself, it's unresolved maybe emotional issues or perhaps losing your passion for life, and that I've had to really, really work hard on that side of my personality, if you like, and I attribute that to being cancer-free at the moment, to be honest, as a main part of it anyway. I have changed a lot of things, like I've given up dairy completely and I feel really good for doing that. And, of course, the vitamin C infusions, I think, helped initially too to really get rid of what cancer cells might have been remaining after the hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. But I've worked on the emotional issues constantly in the year, because it's actually just come up to a year since my diagnosis. And that's definitely the area that I've concentrated more on. Dr. Norm Shealy, a doctor in America,
yes,
he brought out a DVD that my daughter sent to me. I think it was called The Medical Renaissance.
Yes,
The Secret Code. And he had a wonderful saying in that, that he said that people find it easier to say their back is hurting than their life is hurting. And I think that is so true. When I've said to people who aren't healing, because of course I come into contact now a lot with people with cancer, and they've tried everything and nothing seems to be working, and I say to them, have you looked at the emotional side of cancer? And I tell them a little bit about unresolved issues, and invariably they go, oh no, I must be the other 14% of people that, you know, because Dr. Caldwell says 86% is unresolved issues or some sort of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it always brings it back to me what Dr. Norm Shealy says, that we do find that a side of ourselves that is harder to acknowledge.
Yes. I think that what we're dealing with, particularly in the Western world, I can't speak for the Eastern side of things, as it's not my heritage, although I'm, you know, definitely appreciate it, that we've lost our way. We've become so enmeshed and immersed in technology and materialism and collection of stuff that really in the big scheme of things has little or no meaning. And so when we lead a life that's somewhat devoid of meaning or less meaning than we should or could have, that can lead to this emotional vacuum, so to speak, that you said, the loss of passion for life, the reason for being. And in that way, when you lose that, that life force is diverted elsewhere. I mean, there's no waste in creation. And so I think that's a huge part of all of us that we're probably going through, or if maybe we've already gone through. Of course, I've had so many ailments in my young life. They've directed me more toward my life's mission than toward just merely playing video games, which, hey, listen, I'm of the generation where they started coming out with the Atari called Pong, that little simple game, and I'm fascinated by technology. At the same time, to get lost or immersed in it to the point of losing all meaning in life, that could be more damaging or dangerous than to utilize something as a genuine tool or toy or, let's say, a escape momentarily.
Definitely. I think people who have a lot of satisfaction in their life probably lead a longer life. So it has been a real wake-up call for me, the cancer. And remarkably, it wasn't that hard to change. When you get something as serious as a diagnosis of cancer, it did make me wake up and go, hey, your life is really good. Stop being so negative. Stop focusing on the things that aren't working, and be proactive. Do things that are going to change what you don't like about your life.
Yes.
And it's amazing. I have such a different approach to life now. It's much nicer.
Very nice. Well, we're talking with Gemma Bond. She is the focal point of the blog by Laura Bond called Mums Not Having Chemo. mumsnothavingchemo.com, linked up at the blog here at robertscottbell.com. We're going to do another segment with her. She's all the way in Perth, West Australia. Amazing how small this world has become with the United States, and that's why I call it also the world of health talk radio. Stand by. We're coming right back with more of Gemma Bond.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
The blog is Mom's Not Having Chemo. And, of course, Laura Bond, who we interviewed a while back, she can still be downloaded. Can I say that? Can your daughter be downloaded? Doesn't that sound a little offensive?
Oh, she won't mind.
Okay, but her blog, in fact. And of course, the audio of the show that we interviewed her on is also available for free download through naturalnewsradio.com and Robert Scott Bell Show archives. And of course, now we're talking to Laura's mom, as they say, Gemma Bond. And it's really exciting for me to talk to you about this firsthand, because you've gone through something and are going through something that many more people, in fact, millions more, based on statistics alone, are going to go through. They're going to have a so-called diagnosis. And they're going to have to make a decision. Do I napalm my body? Do I radiate my body, burn it basically, in order to get well? Or is there another way? Is there another origin point? Can we acknowledge, as you said in the last segment, that there may be other factors that are not taken into account by the so-called medical oncological professionals, that is emotional and other things, that when you make these changes and transformations in your life, that the cancer can no longer live in your body? And going back to the original point from your mouth now, Gemma, what was the wake-up call? What, if you could say there was one point where you got the proverbial 2x4 bonked on the head or the light went on, what was that moment?
I suppose from the moment I was given the diagnosis of ovarian cancer, I knew that this cancer had to be caused by more than my lifestyle, because I'd always lived a very, if we're talking about what I was eating and yes. I lived a very good lifestyle. I almost drank no alcohol. I'd have a glass of wine maybe on the weekends. I tried to eat all organic. I did lots of exercise. I live in an area that's pretty pristine, really. And I had to really think long and hard, then what was this cancer about? And we started to really, really research it. And if I could say to any of the listeners, when you get the diagnosis of cancer, you have a lot more time than your doctor will tell you. And use that time, because from what I've read and what doctors have told us, that your cancer's been growing there for maybe 7 years, or for years. So you've got time to get on your computer and start researching and empower yourself before you decide what road you're going to go down. Mm-hmm. Empower yourself with knowledge. Know all the factors that may be attributed to you getting the cancer. And be really intuitive. For me, I had to think long and hard about why I got this cancer. Admittedly, there was a genetic factor. My grandmother and my great-grandmother had both died of ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have the gene, but we need something to switch that gene on.
Right.
And for me, that was probably my emotional fragility that I think was that switch.
Now, you said something absolutely brilliant that many oncologists don't really acknowledge yet, and that is this aspect of gene expression or even epigenetics, the environmental factor on triggering, let's say, genetic expression. And it isn't just, again, physiological environment, but emotional environment as well, because we create in our own lives, what we create is in fact a reflection of our state of consciousness or unconsciousness, emotional discord or emotional calmness and balance, etc. So what you're talking about is pretty darn advanced. I mean, were you doing things like yoga, as you mentioned, organic food and such prior to this, or did this start up really after the diagnosis, the yoga specifically?
Oh, no. I'd been doing yoga for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the 80s, I was living in Sydney in the eastern coast of Australia at the time, and there was a macrobiotic shop that had all organic biodynamic. And that was my favorite shop. So I have, for as long as I can remember, I've been into what I call healthy eating. I always went for organic. I always tried the alternative, even with my kids, before I would go down the conventional road, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So those things were always with me. Probably with yoga, though, I liked the flexibility, the flexibility it brought to my body. But I probably look at yoga a bit differently now. I focus more on what it can do for my mind, where I probably wasn't so good at that before. I was doing all this yoga and thinking it's, keeping me flexible and keeping me toned. And I was focusing on the outward things maybe than I should have been, more on what yoga can do for the inner you.
Mm-hmm. But I think the flexibility that you got from it was not just physical. The ability to even recognize what options you had, in spite of the fact that the fear surrounding a cancer diagnosis can often shut you down or put you into a state of panic. And in your case, it didn't. It led you to open up to some other possibilities. And I think your story, no doubt, and that your daughter Laura is bringing this out, is helping others to step back and not panic and look at other options or pathways by which they could achieve healing that is considered, if not impossible, then just an anomaly. In other words, whether you get lucky or not. And I always like to take luck out of the equation, because the idea of luck is such that we are still victims of things, as opposed to now taking or embracing our responsibility or role in creating the state that we're in. And so what I love about your story is that you are awakening people to recognize that taking responsibility is not a negative thing. In fact, it was a thing that has opened you up to a whole new extraordinary life. It's not the end. It's another beginning.
Definitely. When people used to say to me, you know, I'm not sorry I got my cancer, I couldn't relate to that until I got cancer myself. And now I get what they're talking about. I know if we could all go back, we don't really want to have the cancer. But it certainly has put me on a different journey. And I'm loving that journey. But there's lots of things that I've had to change. And some days on a bad day, I'm not saying every day is a good day and every day I'm positive. I'm certainly not. I've had days when I go, oh, my God, do I have to do this forever? You know, is it constantly monitoring how I'm living my life? Am I constantly thinking I cannot eat that? Because I have changed, even though my diet was good. I mean, I did like dairy. I always tried to have good quality dairy, if there's such a thing. But I miss it. You know, I miss it. But I know that I personally feel a lot better without it. And from all the people we spoke to, all the experts, they did seem to think, especially for hormone-driven cancers, that dairy was an important thing to give up. So, you know, I don't want people to think that it's an easy road, because when you take the alternative road, it's not easy, because you have to basically change your way of thinking and your lifestyle for good.
It's really interesting that you say that, because so many would, let's say, think that the easy way would be just to do what your doctor says, go on the chemo, yet they recognize how difficult and brutal it is. Whereas I guess there's so much misinformation about the path that you're on, Gemma. That's why, again, I'm grateful for your willingness to express and describe in detail and acknowledge, as you said, that it's not always easy either. I mean, certainly when we've talked about people that have been through chemo and survived, they're grateful to be alive, but they talk about the brutality of it. And of course, in many cases, the statistics bear out that those methods, albeit very, let's say, potent, can kill cancer, but they also can weaken the body and make it more susceptible to future cancer. So it's a little bit of a different kind of build or rebuild that when we avoid, let's say, the absolute assault of those things. Yet at the same time, like my own healing path, not coming from cancer, but from other ailments in my young life, there were times that I struggled mightily to overcome things, because it was no longer a matter of suppressing the symptoms, but embracing them, acknowledging them, and working through them to get to the other side.
Yes, it's so important. I think, too, that it's very important for people to not take on a doctor's prognosis with cancer either. To take on the diagnosis, but not take on the prognosis, if you like, because no one can tell you how long you're going to live. You know, I've got a friend who's dying of cancer at the moment. Well, she thinks she's dying. And the doctor gave her 18 months. And so she has just been taking each month. I've got 9 months left. I've got 6 months left. And when I spoke to her recently, she goes, well, I'm coming to the end now. And that's not a way I think we should ever look at cancer. I think you have to accept, okay, I've got cancer, but you don't have to accept a life sentence. You can think, okay, that's what they've said to me, but I'm going to change that.
It's an important distinction to make, Gemma, that once you can say allopathically, they said, okay, we see evidence of some form of cancer, a tumor, cancer cells, whatever. And I'll also acknowledge that we all have cancer cells in us, but most of us can pretty much deal with it in a normal immune system kind of way if it's not too progressed. However, when we have these severe situations, they are something we don't neglect or ignore, but we've got a pathway decision to make. What do we take it on as a battlefield analogy and fight with all the debris and danger and perhaps collateral damage, or do we go and create a new body that is not, let's say, amenable to having a battle going on within it? So when you say, all right, the doc said I have cancer, the next step is not to immediately say, doc, how long do I have to live?
In fact, that's pretty much the worst question you can ask, because they'll often volunteer information that's not based on anything but the experience of other people, and it is not necessarily your pathway. And I've talked about this in terms of the primitive witch doctors who held the death stick within the community, or a tribe who simply would point the death stick at you and say, you have 3 days to live. And just the very belief that that death stick was real was enough to create the reality of, you know, losing your life. And very often the allopathic oncologist have and hold that and use it callously. So that's another aspect of this that I'm glad you're bringing up for people to know.
Yes, well, I mean, a lot of the oncologists, they want you to be fearful, because when you're fearful, you lose your power too. You give your power to them. And that way that they can just do the treatments they want. But when you feel empowered, when you question them, when you do your research, when you look up and see what way you're going to go, or even if you decide you'll do the chemo or the radiation, but you'll address the emotional side of your cancer, right, or you'll address the diet. But so often when oncologists will tell you that, not to do these things while you're having their treatment. And that's rubbish.
You said it very politely. That's rubbish. I could think of other ways to say it, much more direct. But no, you're too polite, Gemma. And you're absolutely a wonderful, as is your daughter, Laura, for getting this information out. And as I said, it's impacting people worldwide. Who knew from little Perth, Australia, that you would be having a powerful and positive impact, not only in people within your immediate community that might know you, but people around the world that are reading the story through the blog at mumsnothavingchemo.com. And it's just an amazing thing to think, you know, that your could be, let's say, life-threatening event has become so life-affirming for so many.
But also, Robert, the blog has been really affirming for me and for Laura, because we have had so many wonderful people respond to the blog and send us prayers and tell us their stories and of how they got well and the things that they have done to cure their cancer. So, you know, I have got so much healing from the blog, from people's responses. And it's been fantastic, especially because I'm a bit of a loner, actually. I quite like my own little, you know, world. I'm not a big social person. So... when I got sick, to have all these people from America and England and the other side of Australia send really, you know, hopeful messages and say that, you know, they've got little prayer groups and can they pray for you, and that's those sort of messages, I can tell you that's really healing.
It is, and the healing continues, and I look forward to talking with you some more again, as well as Laura, as this story continues, and of course any other publications that are putting this out, or Laura's writing, because she does such tremendous work in helping to spread the word on natural healing in addition to all these other things. We look forward to staying in touch, and again, still amazing. Here we are talking today on the Robert Scott Bell Show all the way to Perth, Australia, to Gemma Bond about the fact that she's on a pathway that is transforming not only her life but many lives around the world, learning that you don't have to accept cancer as a diagnosis of a death sentence. Indeed, it can be a life-changing and life-affirming event in a positive and powerful way to have your focal point on the real reasons, the stressors that may have created that which can be out-created or uncreated by changing our belief systems, our emotions, our lifestyles, etc. And Gemma, I thank you for being a real living example for that.
I thank you, Robert, for having me on your show. And Laura and I love your show, and we love listening to it here. Laura listens to it in England, and I listen to it in Australia. So you're doing a wonderful job, too. Thank you very much.
So one last question for you, Gemma. When we rock the health world, is it too off-putting for those that have been on the planet longer than I have? Some people might say that, I've been on this planet a long time. I don't want to rock the health world.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I don't. Not that I'm over 70 yet. But, I mean, I think it's up to us to rock the health world, and I think people are. You don't have to be young.
Beautiful. Well, you're young at heart, and we love you, and I appreciate you so much that you're out there. It warms my heart to know that you're out there and spreading the word.
Thank you so much, Robert, and thank you for your show.
All right. Everybody, check it out, mumsnothavingchemo.com. There will be updates and blogs. It's going to be there, and I have it linked at robertscottbell.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at EnterFood.com. Like me, the folks at EnterFood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, EnterFood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. EnterFood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. EnterFood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. EnterFood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at EnterFood.com. That's EnterFood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am so impressed with Gemma, middle of the night there in Australia, and she was right there with us. Thank you again for that, Laura Bond, for connecting us, and of course, Amy McCrory out there for originally connecting us all in that regard. Remember, hey, vote for the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got the links up to AliveNewYork.com. Make this your favorite show. Let everybody know we could get an award. Wow, wouldn't that be wild and crazy? Hey, you know, when I went to the Raleigh, we got up to the hotel where it was held, and I'm seeing, what is all this commotion up there? There's photographs being taken, and there was a NASCAR race car out there. We get out. Ron Paul plastered all over this NASCAR race car. They're heading to Talladega. Michael Bachler and Roger Carter Racing were there supporting overtly the message of liberty. On the back, they say, save the Constitution. On the rear spoiler of all of their cars, all four of their race cars. Special shout out to all the NASCAR fans that love liberty, and particularly Michael Bachler Racing, Roger Carter Racing. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to get them on. Talk to them about things before Talladega. I love the fact that you're getting it out to a lot of the neocons out there that Ron Paul is cool, he's awesome, he's all American, and he wants to defend liberty upon which this nation
was founded. We'll probably talk more about that with Dr. Bitar. We always end up talking about principles of healing in all areas of life. It's a lot of fun. We got that coming up. Also, I just wanted to get into the gold issue, economic issue, because there's a lot of concerns I have for the tanking of the Federal Reserve note dollar. You sure have them, too, if you've been listening to this, paying attention. And Ron Paul is paying attention, has been. In fact, he's been trying to bring everybody's attention to what's going on. And at the Louisiana primary, afterwards, he had the press conference there. One of the reporters asked him about gold and Fort Knox, whatever, and here's Ron Paul.
The big question is the gold really there?
That's my question.
And nobody really knows. Last time they audited was 50 years ago and in the 1950s. And in the last 15 or 20 years, all central banks have been doing a lot of shenanigans.
They what would take that do it, for America if we got put in there and it was empty?
It wouldn't be very good for the dollar, I'll tell you what. You'd think, you'd think if there was a question, they'd be anxious to prove that the gold is there. The fact that they don't want to do it. See, I've been fighting for an audit. When we had the Gold Commission here in the 1980s, I asked for an audit. On the Gold Commission, there were 17 of us, and 15 voted against an audit. And there were only two of us that said, oh, we ought to find out. No, it would be very bad. But you might walk in and see the gold, but it might be committed because they make these swap arrangements and these loans. And central banks in the last 15 years actually sold a lot of gold. But gold and the control of gold has basically left the West, United States, and Europe. It's gone east. China's buying gold. India buys gold. Malaysia buys gold. So it's not a good sign for the health of this economy or for the health of our dollar.
And interestingly enough, if they had asked Mitt Romney about that question, he would have said, maybe can we ask Dr. Paul? And if they asked Obama that question, he would probably say, oh, you're a conspiratorialist. Never mind how legitimate is it to audit. They want to audit you, don't they? You can't audit them. You don't know if the gold, is there any gold in the Federal Reserve? Who owns it, right? And this is why I was reading Richard Mayberry, the early warning report. I don't know if any of you guys get that economic newsletter, but he's talking about this very seriously about a coming economic collapse. Are you ready? That's why Mike Adams and I did that so long ago, a year ago now. And the information is just as valid as it was the day we did the seminar. And you can get it up there on Webseed, along with the vaccine seminar, all the things they don't want you to hear about on the armed and dangerous nature of vaccines. So, wow, lots more healing to go. We had a great week planned heading into the Nullify Now event, 10th Amendment Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Saturday the 31st. Thanks again to all of you new fans out there coming through the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul, rocking the health world with me every day right here on Natural News Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Back after this with Dr. Bitar for some more advanced medicine Monday, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win? We always win, right? The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fresh off the rally for Ron Paul, back in studio here with Dr. Rachid Batar for some serious advanced medicine. And you know, the medicine that we apply applies to all of life, not just to your physiological body. That's why it's such a good time we have every week together, Dr. Batar.
It's always good to be here, Robert.
Yeah, and so if we talk about medicine and politics, that was a big part of the theme at the Raleigh rally, that we had B.J. Lawson, who you may have met because he ran twice for Congress against David Price in North Carolina. But the political machine, the Democratic machine, even the Republican machine, because this guy was a Ron Paul Republican, they didn't want him in there. The Republicans even fought against him because he really believed in liberty and limited government. Now, he's established, and I did a show with him on Sunday on my GCN yesterday, which was fascinating, a way to establish for doctors a way they can bypass all of the third-party garbage, all of the insurance schemes, even Obamacare, to have direct relationships with patients again, you know, as a primary care focal point. And it separates out the distinction between legitimate insurance for catastrophic loss and unexpected things versus the everyday stuff that's right now being used in just emergency room, doc-in-the-box kind of care that's seemingly unaffordable.
Yeah, you know, it's a phenomenon that I think there's going to be more and more of a shift going towards primary care. But again, what is the definition of primary care? Mm-hmm. You and I had a definition of primary care, meaning taking care of the first line of defense for people and their sickness and when they came down with something. But now, you know, it's like the dichotomy in the definition of preventive medicine. Preventive medicine means you try to prevent disease, and yet what do we do in preventive medicine? The conventional thought process of conventional medicine is give people inoculations of vaccines and render them more susceptible to chronic disease and long-term health issues.
Yes.
It's anything but preventive.
Yeah, actually, it's incredibly non-preventive. So I guess we're looking at, and when I talk with Dr. B.J. Lawson, he's not practicing physician because he went into business. He saw a disastrous medical profession was, and he's a brilliant guy in software and everything. And he saw this disaster, and it's interesting because the people, the docs that are most, turned on by this thought are the ones that are holistically oriented, doing integrative things and natural things, because they recognize that they can actually genuinely do true prevention if they're outside of the third-party payer system where it's all controlled by AMA, the CPT codes.
Absolutely. I mean, true prevention is not based upon a box with a definition that drives a person to a certain type of diagnosis. Prevention means doing the things that are necessary in order to take proactive steps to do things that are necessary in order to prevent disease from setting up, and not to have a plug for my book, but that's really what the book was designed for, was the proactive steps that any individual could take without having to buy anything or purchase something from a service or information. It's just the information itself is all you need in the book in order to take those steps that are necessary to prevent disease, or the vast majority of diseases, I should say. But really, from diabetes, hypertension, arthritic conditions, I've had people over the last 15 years follow those steps, because that's really the reason I wrote the book, because it was the premise of what our clinic was based upon. Regardless of how serious of a condition people came in with, that was the foundation upon which they built their infrastructure in order to achieve or regain their health again. And so those steps were really designed to prevent conditions from progressing. And what we saw was actually things such as diabetes, diabetes, hypertension, arthritic conditions actually reverse without any intervention, without even any supplementation a lot of times, just by doing some of those steps, like the hydration aspect, like the diet aspect, abstinence of the vices, the fifth step. Just by implementing three or four of the steps, people saw not only a reduction in the progression of their pathology, they actually saw a regression of that pathology.
Yeah, and it is so common, once we understand this, that we would expect these things that are considered, let's say, anomalies, spontaneous remissions, miracles even. And, you know, the miracle is a doctor that, let's say, outgrows the limited training that they had in maybe the physical sciences and chemicals, and starts putting it all together in that bigger picture like you do in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away.
Well, I'd like to say that it's really complicated, but as you said, Robert, it is so simple. I mean, the simplicity of it is really beautiful. And in fact, we know that all universal truths are actually very simple. Nature in itself is very simple. It's intricate and balanced, but the beauty of it is that it's so simple.
Well, it is, and that's what makes it accessible for everybody. And, of course, that's what makes it maddening for those who have kind of thrown a spell on the people to say, listen, I have the training. You don't understand. You can't understand. This is like the kind of down-talking that's made the moms, for instance, in the whole Mercury autism connection with vaccine link so outraged because the docs have been telling these moms, you don't know what you're seeing. No, right. I know because the science doesn't support what you're, you know, and that's the maddening aspect. And that's where they're losing. And they I think they've actually lost the whole vaccine argument. They just don't know it yet because all they have to fall back on is attacking the credibility of those who are pointing these connections out.
And the vast majority of people already believe intuitively, already recognize that mercury's bad in the vaccines. And you can easily ascertain this by asking a layperson with no special knowledge on this about mercury in vaccines. And 9 out of 10, Robert, will say, oh, well, of course, that's why they don't have mercury inside vaccines anymore. And then you have to tell them, no, they still do. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? That was like 10 years ago they took it out. So people think that the government has already outlawed. I've had people tell me, oh, the government already outlawed that. It's amazing that the vast majority of the public already recognizes mercury's bad and already believes that it is out of our systems. It's not used anymore. And same thing with the dental amalgams. People tell me all the time, oh, yeah, you know, but that's old stuff. Now, they don't do that anymore. Now I have the silver fillings. And when I tell them that the silver fillings are mercury, they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, no, of course not. That, you know, we know that's bad. They don't do that anymore. This is silver.
I
like
tell you.
Metal silver.
Dr. Batar, I met somebody. I went back to my friend who's a toxicologist and dentist down here. She specializes, obviously, in removing the mercury and doing biocompatible things. And she invited me over to meet some of her patients. She does that from time to time to help them out with some homeopathy, different things. And we met one man who had just been in there who had a kind of a tumorous lesion addressed. Basically, what happened, he had a lot of mercury in his mouth. And one day after his insurance expired from his previous job, one day after, they found this tumor in his neck, okay, near the, you know, the lymphatic tissue on the right side. And he was looking at me now, you know, this is, I think, had been a couple of, I don't know if it was a few weeks later, he had begun some kind of laser treatment by some alternative doctor that was shrinking it. But at the same time, I said, God must have been smiling on you, my friend, that you lost your insurance the day before they found it, because we would not be speaking today if you had the best insurance. Because you know why. You know exactly what I'm saying.
No, I mean, you know, that it's so strange, and yet that is the truth. We know that the chemo and the radiation, how damaging it can be. In fact, I think I've mentioned this before, but one of the doctors that used to work for me was actually Armenian, and he told me, he spoke fluent Russian, and he told me of a study that was only published in the Russian language, and he actually interpreted it and translated it for me. But essentially, they took two groups of people that had diagnosis of breast cancer and lung cancer, and they divided the two groups, the two different types of cancers, into two groups each. They had a group in the lung cancer and a group in the breast cancer group that were told not to change anything, no dietary changes, no medication, no natural treatments, nothing. Just continue doing whatever you're doing. If you smoke, you drank, you do whatever, just keep on doing it. In the other group, the lung cancer and breast cancer patients, they conventionally treated them using the standard, whatever the standard was in Russia, which did involve chemo and radiation. And they looked at outcome, and what they found was that the group that had no intervention, whether natural or conventional, nothing, not even lifestyle modification, not even dietary changes, they found that that group lived more than 3.5 times the group, as long as the group that was treated with the chemo and radiation.
Well, yeah.
It's no wonder that they didn't translate that from Russian into different languages, right?
Yeah. They didn't want anybody to see that. Now, in the case of this man, I come back and, you know, he literally, you could see he was weak but gaining strength, and he had become very, very rapidly understanding. He said, he told me how he read all that he could read, and he had come to the same conclusion. He says, yeah, you're right. And he was holding a Bible in his hand. He'd become, you know, deeply grateful, right, for the gift, because he recognized, I didn't know how he would receive what I said, and I meant it sincerely, but he said, I do understand. And when people clamor for Obamacare and government intervention and insurance, it's like, they know not what they ask. Is, you know, the that old saying, my children perish for lack of knowledge, right? And they're literally asking for destruction by looking for more government intervention, more third party payer intervention, and now doctors can't do what even the science supports that they need to be doing, unless they're, let's say, courageous enough, brave enough, however we want to talk. We've talked in those terms, to stand up and say, no, I'm doing what is right by my patients, even if you come and try to attack me.
That's true. Patrick Quinlan's book actually talks about cachexia as the cause of death in cancer patients. 42% of the cancer patients will die because of cachexia or lack of nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so the question inevitably is, what causes the death in the remaining 58% of the people? Mm-hmm. And it's not the cancer. It's actually the treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've said it many, many times yourself on this show and many other times that you and I have talked socially, that you kill the person trying to kill the disease.
Yeah.
What's the point of killing? If you're going to try to kill the disease and kill the person, what's the point of even trying so?
Well, chemotherapeutic or radiological chicken, the game would be called. And it's like going head on two cars to see which one will swerve first. And, you know, the game is, if it's even a game of odds, it's a horrible game. It's a horrific game. I mean, I think it relates to just bizarre reality TV that's forthcoming maybe one day, where they literally just say, we're going to give you this toxic poison. There's a chance that you might survive it. And that, you know, and that's your only pathway out. That's it. And of course, we know that's ludicrous, but that is how the mass Western consciousness has been hypnotized by the oncological profession.
And it's actually interesting that it's not just the medical profession that's hypnotized the masses, but there's so many other components of this. The economic component, you know, although this is, the radio show is obviously about Advanced Medicine Mondays that we do every Monday, but part of this is, you know, looking at the same methodology that's used to hypnotize, as you said, or confuse the masses on the issues of health and prevention and wellness are actually used in the economic sector as well. In fact, the global rife that's right now going on is all because of this same delusion and illusion that's been created by the powers that be. And that's actually the link that I sent you that I want you to listen to. Maybe we can cover that next week.
Yeah, it is fascinating. We've been keeping up on the economic goings-on, the political goings-on. That's why, you know, when I'm invited to speak at some of these events that are more political or economically oriented, I'm always grateful for the opportunity to bring people that are interested in one area or aspect of life and bring them to that more health principled understanding of how it all fits together, that there are natural laws that govern the universe and that even govern economics and politics, etc. And that's the thing that what holistic is. It's not just about a natural replacement for your drug. It's literally looking at life differently and understanding that there are principles that guide us and guide it, and there are natural laws that operate. We just need to learn from and apply.
Very well said. That's exactly right. It's a way of living. It's not just a way of replacing a drug or a therapy. It's a way of living. That's exactly it. And that was very well said, Robert.
Thank you so much. It's coming from you. It means even more. Dr. Bitar is with me, as he is every week, Advanced Medicine Monday, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out. All the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Hey, don't forget to vote. The Alive Foundation has got it up there, and we are nominated for Best Radio Show. So we've got those links up as well. Say thanks to all our sponsors. We're going to take a break. Come right back with more Dr. Bitar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those
watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues here with Dr. Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show, having a great time as we always do. Dr. Bitar, you know, having been up at the Raleigh for Ron Paul, of course, that's up in the Research Triangle. So unlike a lot of areas of the country, they haven't been hit as hard. Like home prices have only gone down like about 5%, whereas in South Florida and different areas of the country, you could see 40, 50, or 60% drop. So in a lot of ways, it's kind of a weird anomaly. But at the same time, there were people there from all walks of life. Some, they're very wealthy. Some that weren't. Some were students. In fact, a couple of guys from India I met, their families emigrated from India, and they were totally on the message of liberty. But they talked to me about this, and they said it's not in our culture. It's a very, very socialistic, communistic caste system. And they were sort of frightened by it at first, but as they began to explore it, they had to acknowledge the honesty and integrity of living in a system where liberty is the foundation.
It really is. And I think that some of the most passionate Americans that I've come across are first generation or second generation Americans. In fact, it's interesting because, you know, Robert, I came here when I was 8 years old. I was born in England. And so I'm technically a first generation person, but whenever I'm talking, it was actually funny. This happened probably, it was last week. I was in New Hampshire. I was supposed to meet the governor of New Hampshire and some of the senators. And one of the guys there that I met found out about my military history. And he goes, which military were you with? And I said, with the Army. He goes, but I mean, the U.S. military? And I said, yes, the U.S. military. And then I realized, you know, he's looking at me and he's thinking, okay, you know, Middle Eastern name. And so he may have thought that I was with some other military before I moved to the United States. But I have actually had that experience maybe a half a dozen times where people have asked me specifically what military. So when I've said that, yeah, I've served with the, you know, in the Republic of South Korea, they're like, oh, you were in the Korean military? I was like, no, I was with the U.S. Army and I was stationed in Korea. So it's an interesting phenomenon, actually, that the aspect of freedom and the valuation of freedom, I think, is more appreciated by first-generation citizens, and also even more so by people who have served in the military. I think there's a greater appreciation for what we have in our country for those people that have served overseas and have actually seen firsthand how much better we have it compared to other people on the planet. I've often said that I think it is probably one of the best things if we had a mandatory 1 year or 2 year service that all young adults have to serve. And many countries actually have that. You have to serve your country for a year or two in the armed services, males or females. And just to get a better appreciation, I bet you we wouldn't have a lot of the social issues in our society today if that was a mandatory requirement of everybody.
Yeah, the only concern, of course, I have is one of liberty. I like the idea of exchange programs, volunteerism. I had the great fortune of traveling as a young person around the world, meeting people, young people like myself, and we have forged lifelong friendships that supersede any garbage coming through the news or politics saying these people are evil. And that tends to keep me open to meet people and find out who they are as humans, as souls, as opposed to as some kind of label that other people want to slap on them.
I'm all for the aspect of people having the right to choose, Robert, and I guess it would make it a lot more attractive to have manual, you know, 1 year manual, 2 year manual service requirement if we didn't have bases in 700 and some different locations outside the United States, and we actually, you know, weren't the
policemen of the world for pretending to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. What we're learning is that many people have basically abandoned the Constitution. They did so a long time ago. In fact, it's fascinating history that is coming out. It's literally all the things we're trying to be suppressed in our own history now coming out. We have different perspectives on it than based on what we were taught as young people. And, you know, again, being here in America, I think like I'm first or second generation on one side, third or fourth on another. But we were completely propagandized to a history that wasn't exactly as it was given to us.
Absolutely. It's you even look at the American Indian history and what we learned about Custer and his last stand and actually the atrocities that we as a nation committed upon the, you know, people that were here prior to us. Mm-hmm. But our history that we're taught, you know, cowboys and Indians, you know, Indians always the bad guys and cowboys always the good guys. And yet it was the cowboys, it was us that did most of the atrocities. It wasn't the Indians. So I think there's always that altered perception of history that is created in order to make us seem, you know, when I say us, I mean our country seem always portrayed in a more positive light.
Yeah. And, you know, the guys from India that I was talking to, it was interesting that they said, you know, of all the places in the world that I'd rather be, I still think America is the place to be. And I was curious because knowing what we know, and we are very self-reflective, I believe in an open and honest and sometimes critical way about our own country here. That they said, despite it all, we think America is the best place to be because you understand, at least in the heart of what you're supposed to, this idea of freedom. And that is so foreign to most countries that even our so-called democracies, it is very different. So as I've even thought of, Dr. Bitar, you know, should I stay with my family? Should we stay and stand our ground for liberty even though as people abandon it and the government abandons it? Should we leave? And I'm thinking, you know, where else do you go? Who has a tradition that couldn't be restored easier? And I don't mean it easy in the sense of, oh, it's just it's wake up one day, it'll be restored. But I mean that has a basis for it that we can reestablish.
Well, Robert, I think my viewpoint is different on that. Having been in many different countries now and traveled for giving lectures and prior to that in the military, I actually would have to disagree with that. And the reason simply is that what these people said, that nobody knows better than us. I think that if we pre-qualify that nobody knows that better than the American people, I would concur with that, but not the American government.
Yes, no, that's a great distinction, an important distinction to make.
Absolutely, because you know many of these countries that are evolving democracies, their governments do understand the value, but our government seems to have either one, taken it for granted, or two, just completely ignored it or forgotten it. But the people, yes, I would have to agree with that. There's been this big uproar about the possibility of Chinese troops being on U.S. soil and you know, possibility of martial law in the United States and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that when I've heard these types of stories, and you know, some would say, well, that's, you know, just ludicrous and there's no possible way, and you know, you're a conspiratorial person if you think that way, because there's no way that anything would ever happen. Well, I would agree with those people, because very simply, the facts are this: there's no nation on the planet Earth that has as many citizens, law-abiding citizens, mind you, that are walking around with weapons. And yours truly is one of them. You know, so in other words, if there ever was something like that, how do you deal with a population that from its entire constitutional basis over 200 years ago, that one of those constitutional rights is the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. And many Americans proactively do so. And when even my own family, my own mother, you know, was like, well, are you crazy? Why would you get a gun? Why would you do this? You know, all the crime and everything that's committed, you know, and then people have all these guns and guns kill so many people. Mm-hmm. I have to remind her that guns are like one – compared to doctors, you know, the chance of you dying at the hands of your doctor is like 7,000 times that of dying from a handgun.
Yes.
But there's a reason that that was a constitutional right that mm-hmm. was given. That's a reason that it's one of the
the fundamental. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. And that's those type of things I've never really worried about. I don't think that that would ever happen. I think the U.S. government would, you know, you ever get to that point, there's going to be another civil war. And I really don't think that we'll ever get to that point, because we are the freest nation from that perspective. But the appreciation mm-hmm. of freedom only goes as much to people that have something to measure it again. But when you've always lived in light and never been in darkness, it's hard to imagine that there is a dark side. And that, I believe, is what's happened. We've become complacent as a nation. And, you know, you call it – what do you refer to them as? Sheep?
Sheeple?
Yeah, sheeple. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the
That's
sheeple.
That's exactly what's happened.
Well, and we need, as you said, if we haven't been in the dark for a long time, we got to figure out what that's about so we can appreciate what it's like to be in sunlight. And I no doubt those that have lost their health through even ignorance have really, those that have regained it have appreciated, and as I do, certainly the journey that I had to go through. So it's hard won, and no one can tell me otherwise, because it's deeply embedded into my experience. And I think that the Jefferson said, you know, a revolution every 20 years, for instance, might be necessary. And this is kind of the thing that we're in the midst of, to appreciate once again what it takes to have liberty, and it's not just bestowed upon you and you just kind of hang out and enjoy it. You literally have to be vigilant to defend it at all times. And, you know, there's no more time in history that we know of that handguns or guns have been purchased at the rate that they're being purchased right now. So people are very concerned and wary about the final threat to their freedom. So you're right. In many ways, it'll be a foolhardy effort if the government tries to declare martial law. I'm not saying that they wouldn't. There's a lot of suspicion with the NDAA, the passage of Obama saying we can assassinate, we can target U.S. citizens, we can declare them terrorists without due process. So a lot of people are stepping up and going, I am going to defend myself.
The quote comes to mind, and I don't know who said it, but the vigilance is the eternal price of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the problems, I think, in our society, that we have not been vigilant.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about some this and more after this break. And in fact, something other countries are doing, they get it more than we get it here, where we have adopted corporatism and the bureaucratic oligarchy. It has to do with genetically modified foods. Could Peru be more advanced than America on this issue? Stand by. We're coming right back with Dr. Bitar to find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free.
Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, Dr. Pitar, we talk about the need for good nutrition. Certainly nothing in the realm of good nutrition would include genetically modifying the food the way that Monsanto and others have done. Yet here in this country, this is where I'm really embarrassed as an American, that we would just roll over to these global corporations and go, yeah, sure, you can monkey with creation. Put any kind of seeds you want. Put any pesticides you want. Engineer them in. And the people still are going, well, there is an uprising, but it seems to be not in America. It's in Peru. Peru.
Well, when you brought up the aspect of should I stay or should I go type of thing, these are the reasons that I would leave the United States, because of mandatory vaccinations and modification of food items, whether it's irradiating the food or genetically modifying them. And as you know, Robert, this is part of my toxicity. The sixth toxicity is foods, not what's in the foods, because that really is covered by the first and second toxicity of metals and persistent organic pollutants. But what they do to food, the irradiation food, the genetic modification of food, and other types of manipulation of the food, what are the implications on our on the biological system? I shouldn't even say our physiology, on the biological system, any entity, whether it's horses, dogs, cows, humans eating this stuff, what are the implications? We just don't know.
Yeah. And not to make a bad joke in this, but in one sense, I'd say if you are in Peru right now, start digging bunkers, because clearly the U.S. military is going to come down on you hard for Monsanto, because we got to invade Peru now to get them to accept GMOs.
Well, it's the weapons of mass destruction in Peru. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You have to be politically correct. The reason we go anywhere is because of weapons of mass destruction.
But the thing is, we have to bring them to you. We want you to have weapons of mass destruction so that we can invade you because of those weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly.
In this case, Dr. Pitar, the weapons of mass destruction are Monsanto's GMO seeds.
Yep. And this is actually one of the few areas where the rest of the world will be very outspoken. In fact, even within our own country, like Hawaii, in Hawaii, they brought in, Monsanto opened up an area where they just recently had bought some land and they planted genetically modified corn. And just within Maui itself, the number of people that were outraged, in fact, one of our friends that lives there says that he went to a dinner, and in the dinner, his girlfriend is very outspoken, and they were there with the president of this particular facility for Monsanto, and his girlfriend's a nurse, retired nurse, and she just ripped into this guy and didn't even give him an edge to respond, just land blasted him. And it's not just like, in other words, it's a very common thing that people understand how bad this is.
Yeah, it's like the only way you can't be protesting this is if you're completely unaware of what it is, because the people that are up in arms. I mean, in California, they're just trying to get as many signatures as they can to promote the mandatory labeling of GMOs so that at least consumers would have the choice. And of course, the manufacturers like Monsanto know that would be the death knell for GMOs, because nobody would consciously want to buy something genetically modified unless they're already on multiple medications approved by the FDA.
Well, isn't there some type of law that was passed recently, Robert, and correct me if I'm wrong, where genetically modified food should not and cannot be distinguished by other foods and that they wouldn't be labeled? Wasn't there some type of
At some level, the USDA is playing a part in this, saying that, well, it's basically the same as regular food. Well, if it is, then why do you need a patent for it? You know, it's like, exactly. Come on, man. But that is the protection racket that government is playing. That's where, you know, when you make the distinction between the American government, the American people, it's very important, as I would with any government and any people, because I think, you know, part of what's going to happen here with the crumbling of all these global institutions and government, on some level, there's going to be a mass exodus away from believing that government ever tells you the truth, ever is doing something for your own benefit, because there's still people that are struggling there mightily against this awareness and saying, no, government's here to help you, and they've got to help you with medicine, everything else. One day, because of all of this happening, it's going to be en masse the people, and I don't mean there's going to be utopia, because I don't necessarily believe Earth is for that, but there's going to be a massive awareness, awakening, consciousness shift because of the suffering that government has been the cause of most of this.
Well, Robert, I think that day's already happened. I think that day occurred a couple of years ago, and I think already people realize that. I think that's already occurred.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that people already don't believe that the government's here for the benefit of the people and that the government's out to look out for its own. And we see this everywhere. I believe that people now, if you took 100 people, if you took one of these popular polls that they're doing to see who's going to win in the primaries and who's going to win in the actual elections, they talk about, you know, Obama against so-and-so. If you just take a poll of people and say, how many of you truly believe that the government is here to benefit us, I bet you'd have 90% plus that would say the government's, you know, the problem.
As evidence of that, I would hope our friends down under where you just were, and I just had last hour Gemma Bond on, you know, from Mom's Not Having Chemo, and I think you talked to Laura Bond. She might have even interviewed you. But in Australia, there's a story here on Natural News that just came out earlier in the month. But, oh, my gosh, Australian children to be sterilized without parental consent under new eugenics law? Come on.
Amazing. And I think we are the United States is the – it's almost like, you know, if the United States can do it and get away with it, then maybe we can get away with it too. And I think more and more countries are starting to commit these atrocities. Give me one justification to do that. One justification for any government to pass any kind of law to, one, violate the parent and, two, the child's right, and then sterilize these children.
Yeah. Well, the sterilization is happening much more subtly in the West here, outside of Australia, right here in the United States, with the promotion of the vaccine paradigm, with the promotion of genetically modified organisms. We're seeing such an extent, even with pesticide use and reduction of fertility for both male and female, that the eugenics, they don't even need an overt law to, like, let's say, I'm going to sterilize you by surgery or chemistry. I mean, they're literally doing it every day by people acquiescing to quack medicine in the guise of vaccines, for instance.
Absolutely. You know, vaccines, the antidepressants, the anxiolytics, the all the different hormonal manipulations that they're using with the, increase in xenoestrogenic and phytoestrogenic components, the components that are leaching out of plastics in our food, in our water. It's amazing, and you're absolutely right. That is a form, a very subtle and yet very effective form of sterilization.
Hmm. That is the point, I think, in making, and it was made so well by Dr. Carolyn Dean when she wrote that book, Death by Modern Medicine. If you realize that 784,000 Americans, not 100,000, not 200 or 300, but, you know, 750,000 plus, are dying due to FDA-sanctioned-approved methods, medicines, etc., you realize we're already practicing some form of eugenics and population reduction or control by official means without actually calling it that. In fact, it's the opposite. It's the Orwellian way of saying this is what we call healthcare.
Yeah, and it actually brings up something very interesting, a movie that my wife and I went to watch yesterday. It's actually very airy how what you just said, the Orwellian nature of this and the premise of this movie, which has become very, very popular. Actually, it's a trilogy that was published already, and you may have heard of it, The Hunger Games.
Yeah, this was like the number one movie, huge box office this past weekend. People are talking about it everywhere. I haven't had a chance to go out and see it, so maybe we can do our first advanced medicine movie review with you right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It did break all the records for it became the number seventh movie of all time. Far as revenue and midnight screenings, but the other shows were all sequels. So it was the Twilight sequel and the three Twilight movies and then the three Harry Potter series. But this particular one was the first one that's a non-sequel movie, and they do have two or three other movies planned after this. But what's interesting is that the Harry Potter thing, you know, that was a work of fiction, child witchcraft, etc. And then you've got the vampire movies, again, fiction. You got a bunch of teenagers that are becoming vampires. But this movie has very, very deep-seated political connotations. And it's essentially futuristic, and I don't want to give away the movie to anybody that hasn't seen it, but there are movie theaters with 16, 18 screens that had only this movie playing. In fact, where we went to see it, they showed 25 showings of the movie just yesterday, and we, you know, caught one of them. And when we got in there, it was like one of the later ones. It was packed. I mean, absolutely packed.
So, Dr. Bitar, without giving away too much, obviously when you do a movie review, you got to give away something. What is the phenomenon? What is it about this that is so compelling and has got people talking? What was your perspective with your wife in seeing this?
It's a futuristic movie, and basically the government is now, they call it the capital, and they have 12 outlying districts, and each district has to give up a girl and a boy every year that go in, and it's basically like a reality TV where all the districts view this, and it's a competition. The only difference is that there's only one person at the end that's left standing every year, and they have to compete to the death. It's almost like you're giving, going back to the Aztec times and the Mayan times when they sacrificed to the gods.
Wow.
One person, well, this is like to remind people that this was what the atrocities that man committed and created this big war. So now you must give up a boy and a girl from your districts to compete in the Hunger Games. And it's really the political component of it. I know that some people may disagree with me, but the political component of it reminded me of today. And the reason it's so popular, remember, this is a book that was written by an author who writes for Nickelodeon, who writes children's and young adult books.
Wow.
And it is a phenomenon that's taken over in the younger adult community. It is amazing. The preteen and the teenage,
pretty horrific, though, for that age group to read this. Or is there something that you can glean from this that is more uplifting and instructive for them?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very uplifting in the sense that even while trying to survive and in this post-apocalyptic time in the desperate survival of fight for survival, the humanity that comes out in the heroine and how she deals with the situation that she's in, it just gives a lot of perspective to our current situation and how it's important to maintain your humanity, but dealing with the inhumane aspect of what's going on in this particular movie. On a lesser scale, I think it's going on in our nation, and it's more subtle, not only in our nation, but globally. It's a subtle thing. Like you said, it may not be as overt as going out and sterilizing children, But what we're doing it in a subtle way.
In the guise of helping you with medicine and vaccines, and the people are still duped and convinced. Well, this is fascinating. Let's talk about a little bit more of this and some other topics to wrap up the show today here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Always a fascinating discussion. As you know, we apply these principles in everything. Why not movies as well? Stay with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Bitar's got me intrigued to go see The Hunger Games now. I don't get out to movies much either, but okay, I think I'm going to do that, and I'll report on my findings as well. And any of you that have seen it and have a comment, review of it, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, reviews of The Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to the Alive Foundation. I've got the link up in today's show notes. Vote for The Robert Scott Bell Show. We could be ranked the best health show in the nation. How cool would that be? And so we'll get that word out to everybody as well. We appreciate your support here very much, and we appreciate Dr. Bitar as well. Thank you for being here as always.
Well, thanks, Robert. I'll tell you, the Hunger Games, from a political standpoint and the popularity it's enjoying among the younger population, you know, the pre-teen and the teen population, I think forebodes not so well for the U.S. government.
Yeah. I'm not so good. Not so good. But listen, we got to cover some stuff because we talked in terms of Australia looking to do sterilization on children that they simply don't like or don't feel are worthy. But here's another way that they've, let's say, set the stage for poor fertility rates and other problems. Longevity. No longevity. Lower lifespans. The cholesterol issue. A new story now coming out in the science observation realm. Low, bad cholesterol, right? They all call it bad. LDL, low density lipoprotein. The low levels of the bad cholesterol may be linked to cancer.
Well, it's actually not just the low levels of LDL, but it's low cholesterol, low LDL, low uric acid levels. These all have been observations that I've made over the last 15 years that they are indicative of chronic disease, not just cancer, but a serious type of chronic disease. If you look at the profiles for the lipid profiles as well as uric acid and some of these other components, when you look at a chemistry, there is only a upper limit that's concerning. Mm-hmm. There is no lower limit. So in other words, when you look at cholesterol, they say it shouldn't be up above this height.
Right.
This level, but they never have anything where it shouldn't be below a certain level. And what I have observed is that when these lipid levels, especially the LDLs and especially total cholesterol, if it's very low, what I'm saying very low, like in the 30s, 20s, mm-hmm. If they're very low, or uric acid levels very low, it is always indicative of something serious. Cancer is one of them, MS, systemic lupus erythematosus, mm-hmm. myasthenia gravis, those types of conditions. And it's not something new to me and to anybody that's actually treated any chronic disease for an extended period of time. But it is interesting that it's finally being reported in conventional media.
Yeah, but of course, this Dr. David Friedman, chief of heart failure services at North Shore Plainview Hospital in Plainview, New York, says that statins used for LDL reduction shouldn't be stopped if there is an appropriate use to lower heart disease risk.
Well, he needs to catch up with the literature, because the heart disease risk and the triglyceride and the mm-hmm. cholesterol issue is all tied into the hyperinsulinemic response and the X syndrome. And you know, that's been for the last 5, 6, 7 years they've talked about how actually the insulin is a predictor towards cardiovascular disease and not the lipids.
Yeah, you mentioned something interesting to me, because uric acid is something I'm familiar with, having to deal with it homeopathically very regularly and dealing with not only gout but many arthritic inflammatory conditions. It's a metabolic waste product. It's a normal thing. Our bodies know what to do with uric acid, but if we go to excess, we may not process, the liver may not process it as well, and it gets thrown into other areas of the body that can cause inflammation, including the cardiovascular system. So when you say too low, explain to everybody what you mean by that.
Well, as you said, it's a byproduct of metabolism, so it's a waste product. But when your waste product is low, there's something wrong. We talk about it being too high.
Yes.
Well, if it's too high, that means there's revving of the engine, or the metabolic rate is higher and something's going on, so the uric acid level is too high. But if it's too low, it's kind of like body temperature. If body temperature is too high, we call it a fever and we try to treat it, whereas the fever is actually a good thing because it's showing that your immune system is intact. But what happens when your body isn't able to mount a fever, or even worse, what if yes. your body is chronically cold? Well, what happens to a person right before they die? They get cold, okay? So this is a... not to be funny here, but a dead body is a cold body. And so when somebody's getting closer to death, hypothyroidism, their thyroids aren't working as well. That's one of the indications that things are slowing down and things aren't revving up like they should be. But the lack of the ability to mount a fever even in itself indicates a depression of the immune system. So when you're looking at uric acid, for example, if it's high, it means there's a greater overturn of the metabolism. But when it's low, that means your metabolism isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing, because there's not sufficient waste product being produced. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're not looking at the level of waste product as being good or bad. We're looking at the fact that the waste product is low, indicating that the metabolism isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's not revving at the level that it's supposed to be revving at. So things are sure. slowing down. Why are they slowing down? And in my observation, it's always a precursor to some type of serious chronic disease.
Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant perspective. In addition, as they say, wow, look, too much low LDL. How you say too much low LDL? But low LDL, this is the great evil. They've said low density lipoproteins are going to kill everybody. Heart disease. You know, this idea that God created this bad and good in terms of your body's chemistry. It's
absurd.
Yeah,
absolutely. I can't even believe that people would actually believe something that absurd.
Mm. Yeah, but I appreciate the uric acid perspective too. I haven't in early years of working with this, I haven't found many people with excessively low, but it's an interesting thing to observe and look at metabolism in that regard. We often would use Rus toxicodendron, which is the homeopathic poison ivy, and other things that would help to gather the excess uric acid, and some use botanicals like the cherry juice concentrate in that regard, but to have it too low, interestingly enough, could be another metabolic issue.
Absolutely. And it's not that I've observed it that much, Robert, but mm-hmm. I've observed it enough and in people mm-hmm. that are actually walking, talking, that seem to be normal. But I see this and I'm concerned. And my observation is that within 6 months to a year, those people end up coming down with something very, very difficult to deal with. In other words, they yes. came to us with something problematic. We're getting them better, but I'm seeing this marker. I'm trying to figure out what does it mean. You know, in the beginning, I never used to really worry about it, because I really didn't sure. know what it meant, and that it's never been defined as being something to be concerned about. But invariably, it led to something downstream. So I haven't seen it that often lately, and that's because we do certain things. I'd say in the last 5 years, I haven't really observed it as much, but that's because we've started, you know, remember that back then it was only three toxicities we were dealing with. Now I've taken it to the seven level toxicity.
Way, way more. Listen, if anybody wants to learn more, we're out of time here today with Advanced Medicine Monday, but Dr. Batar's book is a sensation, all over the world bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's available all over the place, and we've got links to it at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Batar, always a great honor, privilege, pleasure to be with you. And, of course, to remind everybody before we wrap up every day here that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Scott Bell Show.